Brisbane Wakes Up with Steph, Abby and Matt on B105.
Hello everyone, you've downloaded today's podcast. Abby's not here for the intro, she's in the show, but right now she's in the other studio. I believe she would be on air with the Today Show.
She's more famous than us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's fine. We've got more talent, so...
and more free time. That's what I don't mind. You go do all the shows.
No, it's great. She's really good at it. My sister's on maternity leave at the moment, so she's always sending me like pictures. I was like, you know, you've become a mum
sending newspaper clippings.
Oh, I've seen you. I've seen your friend on the television. Yeah.
But she doesn't think she is. What's with that? She's like, oh no, I'm terrible at it. They won't ask me back. They won't ask me back again. You've been doing it for 5 years.
But we all do that. That's like, you know.
Oh, I don't.
I was so good. Why are they not ringing me?
Why did they not ask me back?
I nailed that shit. I guess we're all different, aren't we?
That's why the world is lovely.
You did Carrie Ann.
Yes.
That was always,
yeah, you did know? Carrie Ann for a good 4 years. God love her.
She's still alive, man. God love her. She was wonderful. Hey, on today's show, we're going to speak to a man who... hooked up with a girl, had a one-night stand. She gets in contact with him via Facebook, because what other way would you do it? Says, I'm pregnant. He's like, whoa. Next day, messages and says, I've got to be honest. I also hooked up with another guy a week after you. It could be him. It could be you. I don't know.
Yeah.
So he wrote a book about it, and the mind games you would play with yourself over this scenario.
Well, even when you know you're the dad, the mind games that go on in your head are intense. So having that extra.
Okay, so I'm not saying anything about my wife because she is a very faithful woman. But I don't think there's many guys out there who don't have a split second where they think, well, it could not be mine. Like if something untoward happened. And then you go, don't be stupid.
Dude, we decided to start trying on New Year's Eve, because that's when all decent decisions are made, right?
You know what we need to do? Make a life-changing decision now.
And I know this, and I apologize to people that struggle with it. By like the first week of March, Kat was pregnant, but for 4 or 5 of those weeks, she was on a cruise ship. And I was like,
right.
If this thing comes out and asks me for my crew card, like, yeah.
But I think, I know it's such a silly thing, but I think most guys have that second where you think about it.
All sorts of scenarios run through your head, though.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, all sorts.
You're like, I always tell my friends, I go, don't stress about how the kid's going to turn out. You are going to probably ruin it
just somehow
in a different variant to the way I've ruined mine and your parents ruined you.
And in completely the opposite way to the way you're trying not to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, this guy's story is just unbelievable. Another round of DNA or dating. So make sure you get onto our Facebook page. Have a look at the couple. Before we get to that, you can have a guess visually. Here is the podcast. Let's roll it.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Australia's biggest social experiment is back.
Married at first sight.
Married at first sight.
Yeah, maths. It is back, everyone. We're all talking about it.
It's raining through the roof.
It is. It's a great show. And it's not just because of the drama, because what I believe is they bring out real emotions in people and they accelerate it so much that it's just acting naturally. To the situation.
We do get concerned about the experts, but that's a different story with their pairing up. But we did catch up with Bryce yesterday, and now we're catching up with his bride, Melissa. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Now, last night there was a bit of a bombshell. This was you revealing to Bryce about your ex.
My ex and I never, ever got back together. However, over the years, he's remained a friend, and we've been intimate.
How long did that actually go for?
Up until a year ago.
So for 12 years?
We wouldn't speak for a couple of years. He reached out to me.
But you went back there?
Yeah.
And then that's why you haven't met someone, because those feelings were still there for 12 years. Like, has he not had a girlfriend or something in that time? Or
he was married.
Boom.
Melissa, did you get a text from your ex last night?
No, I didn't. That's obviously a good sign. But I was completely honest, so I wouldn't have expected anything.
Him and his wife aren't watching this year's season,
I'm
going to assume.
He turned it off quickly last night, we thought.
No, so he actually isn't married now, and for context, He met his wife overseas. Mm-hmm. They were married overseas. When they came over to Australia, they separated, and then he reached out to me. So that part was left out.
Yeah, oh, right. The editing, isn't it? Like, he is married, but he's... Yeah, right.
So why did you keep going back? Are you someone who gets into relationships where they don't seem to go anywhere? Because I always wonder that with friends. You're like, you know that this is just a fling situation.
Yeah, well, as I said, I haven't been in a relationship that whole time. And as Bryce pointed out, that might have mean, you know, having an occasional hookup with my ex probably indicated that there was some feeling still there, and it was easy, but very stupid, obviously. And it probably did hinder my ability to move on, but more so out of convenience.
Yeah, I don't judge, Melissa. I've done it before. You're like,
does Scotty know?
No. Actually, he does, Steph. Oh, but yeah, no, it was before his time. But
oh,
there you go.
Just edited wrong.
Sorry. Yeah, edited wrong. Sorry about that. But it is sometimes on the show, Bryce can seem ridiculously harsh and rude to you talking about your hotness, which I think is ridiculous because you're one hot woman. You guys are still seen out and about in Melbourne, so I know you can't give away if you are still in a relationship, but are you still friends?
Yeah, well, Bryce and I have been doing a lot of publicity together because we are actually friends, and it's been pretty easy, actually. It's been nice to have a bit of support to do this because I've never done anything like this before, and Bryce being in radio and being a good talker most of the time, he's been a really good help to me.
Something that you guys are going to have to face that all the other contestants haven't had to face, though, is that, and it's happening now with the last season, it's now going massive in the UK and America. It's going global. Are you ready for that next step?
Oh, absolutely not. No, I wasn't even ready for this step. So it's going to be very interesting moving forward. And it's unfortunate that how my situation was shown last night, that I feel like I'm going to have to continuously explain myself, but I guess that comes with applying for this kind of show, and hopefully just makes me stronger and a little bit more resilient here on in.
You guys get paid like a minimal wage while you're filming, just to cover costs. Do you get paid while it's on over in the UK?
No, absolutely not.
Ripped off.
Definitely not.
They're not there for money, Abby. They're there for love.
I know, but it's still, they're getting a lot of money from over in the UK. Like, yeah. It's just gone huge.
And they all had the opportunity at Love for a Lifetime, and you cannot put a price tag
but
on that, can you, Melissa?
Exactly. Okay. Sorry.
Do you get to keep your wedding dress at least?
Oh, I do, but mine was like a marshmallow, and it's just taking up my whole wardrobe. I can't wait to get rid of it.
Well, you might wear it again, Melissa. Hey.
Let's wait and see.
Okay. Or you might hold on to it and pass it on to your daughter and give it to her for her wedding day when you and Bryce maybe have a baby together.
We'll see if that comes to fruition.
Well, you've got to get married again, though. You've got to make it official. Remember, these are sort of staged for the show.
Well, you can have a child out of wedlock. Who knows what they'll
do. No, but they can use the address again for a real wedding.
Yeah, they could also do that.
We don't need you for this part of the conversation, Melissa.
Well, she can't give us any information about it.
No, I know. So it's just good to have you here to talk about
it,
Melissa.
There are a lot of rumours that different cast members are going to hook up, which I know we're going to see on the show because some were friends going in. Does that become a dinner party conversation?
There's many dinner party conversations that come up from this next dinner party onward. It's going to be explosive.
Oh, God.
Wow, that doesn't sound like maths.
No.
I'm not going to lie, it's my favourite part. Like, I know for you guys the wedding day is, but I find all the walking down the aisle boring. It's not until you guys are sitting down, eating together, and the wine's out that I'm like, now it's time to strap yourselves in.
Very true. Yeah, as soon as I saw that wine glass, I think that's the first thing I went for. I didn't even speak to Bryce that first 30 seconds.
Alrighty. Well, Melissa, from Maths, you are married to Bryce. Really appreciate you calling through this morning. Great to talk to you.
You too. Thank you.
Good stuff. There she is. It's Stav, Abby and Matt here at B105.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
I don't know if I'm the only one that gets this, but there is a comment that I think I've had enough of, and I've been getting it for quite regularly over the last 2 years. And that's from people at shopping centres or wherever you are. And this happened at the doctor's surgery to me the other day. Is my three boys were out the front because we thought we don't want to go in. We don't want to annoy them because, you know, they're a little bit noisy. So they're running up and down outside. And I was like, oh, look, how beautiful they are. They're so well behaved.
Frolicking.
Yeah. And the lady's like, you shouldn't let them run. That's dangerous. I'm like, okay, no worries. And then the kids came and sat down.
It's fine. I started with seven. I've still got three.
I said to them, I said, don't worry. They only stop when one gets hurt. And so we'll finish then. And they all came and sat down. And she looked at them and she goes, oh, three boys. What a shame you don't have a girl.
Mm.
I'm like, they say that in front of the three boys. And I looked and I was like, why a shame? Like, girls are wonderful. And I'm sure everyone that has a daughter loves them.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that. And I'm very happy and in love with my three boys. Do you know, I actually love being a
It's a reflection
of,
on them, though,
I
think,
love being
isn't
a mum of boys. But I, in 13, 10, 60, if you get this comment, if you've only got, I guess, one gender, because I thought, do you think that dads of girls must get it? Like, must they look at it, the three things and go, oh, what a shame you don't have a girl. And I'm like, I'm sure it's lovely to have a girl. Like, I'm not against it, but it's like, I'm so happy.
Do you think because you've got three, people assume that you're chasing? You know, some people do chase a girl. But do you think maybe that's something to do with how often you get asked?
Maybe.
It?
But do you get it if you've got one child?
All the time.
Yeah,
people
right.
People say we're selfish. People say, oh, she must two Rorys, but you must be lonely.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
I don't care.
But there's this whole obsession with, you know, if you've got one of each, oh, aren't you lucky you've got a pigeon pair? And I know this sounds stupid. Sometimes I'll go, oh, I would be sad if my boys didn't have brothers. Because, like, that brother bond is so unique, I guess, for me, and they're so happy that they never go,
well, kids don't care. They don't know what they're
I know, but it's such a weird, like, it's so like, oh, what a shame you only got boys, as if boys are some sort of negative thing. I was like, well,
I think it's a reflection on that person, though. What they're doing is they're putting themselves in there, and for them, they obviously want... they want a boy and a girl or whatever. You know, people are projectors.
Yeah, you push babies on people.
Yeah, so. You do, yeah.
Well, you're going to go again? You should go again, Steph. You're going to go again?
Yeah. Well, no, what I like to see is other people in the same pain as me with multiple children. No, see, I just love babies. That's why I always say, people go, we're thinking about it. I go, just do it.
Yeah.
Because then I get to enjoy their baby. But that happens a lot. I don't think it's always just with genders of your kids and stuff like that too. I'm sure people say insensitive things all the time. You know, like we had a lady in who was in a wheelchair for a segment, and people say to her, oh, you're so pretty for someone in a wheelchair. Like, I wonder if people don't realize how insensitive they're being when they say stuff like that.
I don't
that.
Think they
like,
would, because you wouldn't say it if you thought it was insensitive, you know?
Like, it's not, she's quite happy with her life. She had a husband and she had her own children, and she doesn't look at herself and think, oh, it's a shame I'm pretty, but here in this wheelchair.
This just, wheelchair accessory really doesn't match this.
Yeah, like, that's just her life.
Yeah.
Do you think people say it to you when they're nervous?
No. They're just,
it's a genuine belief,
but it's a belief that I don't think they see it as rude. And it is often from people that have, you know, a girl and a boy. And I never turn around and go, what a shame they don't have a sister. Do you know? Like, I've never sort of thought that, but I just, I want it on 131060. If you've got that of the same gender, what's your comment back? Daniel in Ipswich, what's your situation?
Oh, I've got three girls. Oh, four girls, sorry. And I've got one. And I always get, because I'm a carpenter, and I always get, oh, you should have had a boy so they can do it.
So they can be a carpenter too,
Yeah, my oldest comes to work with me.
Yeah.
You're like,
they're all the, doesn't matter what gender they are.
Yeah.
They're just your kids.
Yep. Is it mainly men who say it to you?
No, my kids go to a Christian school.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that a lot from the girl teachers.
Wow, okay.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
Interesting.
Got the teachers.
You say, no, I'm going to be far better looked after when I'm older.
It's true.
Four girls.
Hey, Belinda, you've also got four girls.
Yes, I've got four girls, and my husband and I hear all the time, don't you wish you had a son to do cars, do things with cars, and he's riding into motorbikes, so they assume that none of my girls are, and then they're quite shocked to hear what I say that, you know, two of them are probably more stereotypical like boys than what some boys are.
Yeah.
So you've also got that thing. I have a 19-year-old son. Well, son is about to turn 19, and he has zero interest in anything that I do.
Like, yeah, well, it's always a presumption, isn't it?
Yeah.
So do you sometimes ignore it, or you always hit back
no,
with that?
No, I clarify sometimes and say, well, no, I wanted four children, not four
of the same gender.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah. I just wanted four children. Yeah. Jodie and Chermy, you get this as well.
Not so much about gender. I'm only having the one child, and a lot of the comments I get are, but what if something happens to him?
Mm-hmm. No, we got that. We got that too.
Say that in front of the child?
Yeah, they do. And it's like, oh, okay, thanks for putting that thought into my head. Like,
yeah. I've had Jodie that, oh, you're very selfish, like to Rory for not giving us someone to play with.
Yeah. Oh, you've got to give him a friend.
Yes.
Like, no, I don't.
Yeah.
That's why he goes to school.
And guess what? They don't have to share inheritance.
No, exactly. That's exactly right.
How selfish is that?
Aurelia?
Yes.
Hey,
hello.
A lovely name. What's your situation?
I've got two beautiful boys and I always get comments of, oh, when are you having a girl? Or, oh, but you'll never be able to do the whole dresses and skirts. Mm. And I mean, I find it really difficult to play football with a skirt on, so.
Hey, well done.
Hey, that's a good conversation.
So it's quite common. Everyone's sort of getting it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really frustrating because, I mean, you have children to have children.
Yeah.
To have specifics.
Imagine if you turn around, oh, my God, what a shame you got a pigeon pair.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to ask Maddie, if you get it because you've got a boy and a girl.
Well, because we've got the three.
Mm.
Well, I used to get a lot of, will you guys have your own kids? Because obviously Ethan, when I met Esther, she already had Ethan. So people were like, so are you guys going to have your own kids?
Wow.
Which obviously our plan was always to have more kids.
Mm.
Yeah.
But I'm like, he is my kid.
Yeah.
Like he's been in my life for 10 years. So he's my kid.
So is there all these like average people that have one girl and one boy? Are they always the ones making the comment?
I don't know. It's usually older people, if I'm honest with you, who would say that stuff.
Yeah.
But there you go.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Welcome to the stage.
Melbourne comedian became the writer for The Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
Simon Taylor!
This is going to be interesting. We were told this dude's story and we were like, hell.
I know. But then it was like, no, it's comedy. You're like, really?
And it's all in a book too. One Night Stand. It is out now. Simon Taylor. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Now, this is based on your true experience. It's obviously a one-night stand, but something happened.
Well, yeah, about 4 weeks after this one-night stand, I got a message from the woman on Facebook saying, hey, I just want to let you know that I'm pregnant.
Mm.
And I thought, oh, man, how do I
unfriend
someone on Facebook? Yeah, exactly.
Responsible, yeah.
No, I obviously didn't, and I said, all right, what do I do? What's going on? But then before I could even reply, she said, I should also let you know that I was with another guy about a week after you, so it could be you or it could be him. And I'm just like, wait, hold on, which one of us was better? Because I'm a very competitive guy and I need to know.
Wow. So
you then
had to go through the whole experience with him, this guy who you'd never met, a girl you'd slept with, and the three of you almost would have been in a relationship trying to wait and find out who was the dad.
Exactly. So here I am trying to do the math. Mm. I became like Rain Man trying to work out, all right, so if I slept her on this day and then she's this many weeks pregnant and then I just became obsessed with understanding
the
contraception, failurettes, the cycle. Mm. I didn't understand it beforehand. I thought it was just like the Wheel of Fortune. You know, you just spin it and egg. Like I didn't understand.
Mm.
Like, all right, here's the biggest one. Right, that I was shocked at.
Mm.
Pregnancies aren't dated from conception.
No.
So if a woman is, say, 7 weeks pregnant, that doesn't mean that conception happened 7 weeks ago. So there are plenty of women on these forums online going, the doctor says I'm 8 weeks pregnant, but my husband was away 8 weeks ago. Oh. Who got me pregnant? Because it's not known enough.
Yeah.
And I didn't know until my late 20s. So I just became like obsessed with trying to understand pregnancy cycles, contraception. I thought condoms were 100%.
Nope.
Turns out they're not.
No.
They're not 100%. They're the 2% failure rate if you use them correctly.
Wait, are you trying to say that you did though?
Well, I didn't. The other guy did.
Right.
Right? So, now, just so you know, I'm going to say this as delicately as possible. I didn't send the troops in.
Yeah, wow. That doesn't work.
Well, no, right. The odds of that are really, really low. And she was on the pill, but obviously that failed. And so the other guy said he wore a condom. And then I'm like, all right, well, then it's definitely me. But then I learned if you don't use a condom correctly, the odds of failure rate are actually like 16%. So you got to ask questions, you know.
Yeah.
Did you open the packet with your teeth? Did you break it?
Yeah.
Was it too big?
You Googled
was it too
so
small?
Much.
Did you wear it? Like, you need to put it on. I'm obsessed. Sorry, there's a lot of info, but imagine 9 months of deep research.
I love it. I mean, now you're so knowledgeable, though, because there's some things that my husband still can't get his head around. Do you know what I mean? He goes, but wait a minute, I didn't think it was that time of the... You know what I mean? So I appreciate that now you're going to be very informed.
And now he's going to be celibate.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm a monk now. Yeah. But I'm actually like a bit of a, you know, evangelist now about teaching young men about, you know, just get informed. It's not... Sex ed can't just be wear a condom, that's it. Like, you got to know... so much more. And so, you know, get informed and you may not get into the situation I did.
So let's jump forward then. The baby wasn't yours in the end.
For me, no, it wasn't.
But then you've gone through, how did you go with your emotions? Because did you have days where you were like, oh my God, I'm excited to be your dad. And then were you like, were you happy or disappointed at the end?
No, I felt a lot of loss. I genuinely, because I imagined being a dad. When I was told it could be you, I actually imagined having a kid and, you know, playing footy and being bad. I'm like, oh my God, I'm not great at footy. How am I going to teach a kid footy? And then I'm like, I should practice footy. You know, like I was just, I was really getting into the idea. And then when I found out it wasn't me, I was actually, I felt a lot of loss and it was really tough. And so people were like, oh, you must be relieved. I was like, not really. I was really sad. And for at least a week, I was pretty flat.
And then I imagine too, so you've got the feeling of loss and then you would have told your parents and family, and then they would have had those pangs of becoming grandparents, and they would have had a bit of disappointment as well.
Yeah, the big thing when it was starting, I was trying to contain it. I actually didn't want to tell too many people, and this is sort of a problem. You think, like, I'm going through a crisis, I'll deal with it alone so I don't burden anyone else.
Yeah.
But it's like saying, oh my God, the ceiling's crumbling. I'll tell you what, I'll try support the weight of it by myself because I don't want to burden anyone else. But if you get other people involved and everyone helps out, you can actually carry the load a lot better. So by the end of it, I had my family supporting me and it actually made it a lot easier.
Did she have a niche? Was the other guy a comedian as well? Or
he was a footballer, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
don't
know what she saw in him. With his muscles and his height and his chiseled jaw. I have no idea what she liked
in
him.
Hey, he couldn't put on something correctly, so there you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Were you dating within that time? Like, why are you waiting to find out if someone, you know, you have a baby or not? Were you going on dates with other girls and having to tell them?
No is the short answer. Okay. I was pretty consumed by it.
Yeah.
So I was trying to be social, but really I was just
consuming.
Yeah, all consumed. You know, it's hard to go on a date and they go, so what have you been up to? Well, I've been learning about your cycle, actually, and I'd love to know what day you ovulate, actually.
Where are you at?
Actually.
I want to make sure we're safe.
Okay, all right, when you put it like that.
Yeah, so too much.
I don't know if this gives too much away in the book either, but... Because you couldn't do the DNA test until the baby was born.
Right.
It could possibly be yours. Were you and the dude in the delivery room, so either of the possible fathers were there on the day of their child's birth?
Well, it's different in the book, but the short answer is no, because I made a decision with the mother that, because we don't know who the dad is, creating any emotional connection with the kid would do a disservice to the other dude. So let's say hypothetically, I got involved with the mum and we had fostered a relationship. Mm. I went to the birth, I held the kid and then found out it was the other dude. Mm. How unfair is it on that guy that I'm taking his time and his space with the kid? I wouldn't want another dude hanging around if I were the dad, you know what I mean? Or like, oh, well, can I help the kid too? Like, you know, just the best advice I got was from a doctor saying, it's not yours until you get the DNA test. Otherwise, you may be getting in the way of someone else's relationship.
Dude, this is so interesting.
It's really fascinating.
This is unbelievable, this story. And
be a good TV show.
I kind of wish I could happen to a friend of mine so we can
and
get
yes, you will have to tell us on air.
Well, this is funny because I did this as stand-up when it first happened. I was just, you know, I couldn't talk about anything else on stage. It's very hard when this is happening to go, yeah, so aren't planes weird? Like, I have to talk about this. Yeah. But after shows, so many dudes, and I'm talking like, blokes, proper blokes, will come up to me and they'd lean in, they'd look around, they go, yeah, something similar happened to me, mate. Thanks for talking about that. And then sort of walk off because they feel like they were heard, you know, once or they've been seen, because it is something that happens, like complications in relationships, one night stands, pregnancies are pretty common. But we, as I said, we all want to contain it and not, you know, spill the beans. But here I am spilling the beans.
Yeah. Well, I guess the thing is, because when I was a lot younger, I had a girl who had a pregnancy scare and we weren't in a relationship. Mm. And you feel powerless. You're like, I have no say in this until she decides what she wants. And was that kind of where you felt you were at?
Yeah, I was okay with that in the sense that I was more than happy to be a dad. I was actually quite enthused by the idea. But I understand that's not the same for everyone because you know, that idea of imagined life again. Like, you imagine, all right, I got a career. I'm a career-focused dude. I'm going to be a, you know, big radio dude. Man, I'm going to be Brekkie Radio in Brisbane. I got it all worked out. And then someone says, no, you got to go get another job because, you know, you're going to be a dad now. Yeah. You're like, but hold on, my life. I had this whole life planned. And that can be quite, that can rock people. And, you know, because the primary focus should be the mother. It's her body. She's going through all these changes. You know, it's quite a big deal. But just because she's the primary focus doesn't mean you completely ignore the father.
Yeah.
That's such a different journey as well, because as a girl you just feel like, damn it, all the responsibilities on me. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, it is, you know, you feel like just the world of the, you know, is coming down on you, and they've still got their freedom. But that's how you think. That's not actually the case. It's just you'd go on two completely different journeys.
Well, everyone only can see it from their eyes.
Of course. And, you know, it's this whole thing. It's like, well, it changes you.
It's probably in, like, Hollywood films where they say, you know, women become mothers when they find out they're pregnant and men become fathers when they hold the baby.
Yeah.
I think that's total crap. Mm. When I was told I might be a dad, like, I immediately felt this responsibility.
Yeah.
You can't deny the experience of the guy as well.
Well, you can read about this story in your book, One Night Stand. Simon Taylor, really appreciate you coming on, mate.
Thanks for the deep dive, guys. I really appreciate it.
That's what we do. I love it.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Alpha Box, we're going to do that tomorrow. It'll be the 5th of March, Friday. At 8 o'clock, 10 grand is on the line. Here are your answers if you would like to have a crack.
Greg Norman and Glassons.
What's Glassons? I've heard you talk about that before, haven't you?
No, you haven't. I don't know what it is. I'm Googling it
now. Hang on. The girls outside know. What's Glassons?
Glassons is the pronunciation. It's a shop.
Where?
Commonly found in Westfields, I'd imagine, if we're looking for an Alpha Bucks question we often ask.
Oh, we do love a Westfield.
Oh, yeah, it's a ladies' Westfield. So that's
Glassons. Glassons.
Glassons. You don't know that. It's one of New Zealand and Australia's favourite online stores. I'm pretty sure it's Glassons.
No, Glassons here in France, it's Glassons.
Glassons. Apologies.
Right, there you go. I mean, I'm not even mad that we didn't know it.
No, it's fine. It's better that we don't.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Stav, Abby and Matt's DNA or dating.
These are so much fun to do. We always do it when we're out and about on the streets. We scan people and we go, what's the go with them? Are they together? Or are they related? You never know. Sometimes it can be age difference. Sometimes it can just be the way humans interact. DNA or dating, we have to work out whether today's couple are in fact brother and sister or whether they are in a relationship together. It's going to be a tough one. Hello, Michael and Amanda.
Hi-dee ho.
Hi, how's it going?
Michael's already tried to throw us up with a little leg tap there.
That's uncomfortable. See, I'm... He just tapped her leg, right?
Yeah,
and normally you'd go, okay, so already they're dating, right?
Yeah.
But this is, I think they're throwing us.
Yeah, you think they're in, yeah, they
I
look
think
like
they're siblings
they
and they
us.
Went, hey, let's really trick them.
All right, kiss.
I think you're trying too hard.
Oh, you reckon we're trying too hard.
Have a look at him go.
Okay, so what is the age gap between you guys?
6 years.
Six years.
Could be siblings.
Yeah. Siblings. Yeah. Who would you say you fought with most growing up?
I fought most with my brothers.
With your brothers?
Yes. Yeah. When they were there.
Big fights. And what about you?
Brothers.
Yeah. That doesn't help.
No. Michael, when you say with your brothers, was there a lot of punch-ons and stuff like that?
Yes. Yeah, so it's like 10 years. Oldest is 10 years. The next one, 7 years. Yeah. And then, yeah.
And what was the wildest thing where it got crazy? You know, everyone's got that story where someone gets stabbed in the leg with a fork or something like
that. Nah, not quite that crazy. I was on the piss, though, so it wasn't. Big brother had to come and curtail little brother,
right?
Okay.
For some undisclosed reason.
Mm. Yes, okay, fair enough.
You've grown up since, right?
Yes.
What do you like to do on your weekends? What would be a typical weekend?
I'm a bit of a homebody, so I don't mind staying home and binge-watching stuff.
Mm. Yeah.
So,
what's your favourite show at the moment?
At the moment, I'm into Yellowstone and Goliath.
Right.
Yeah, Yellowstone's good.
Is it good, is it?
Both like the same show because they watch it together on a Saturday night.
And then cheer.
You can actually watch it whenever you want. That's all right.
That's true. That's a good point. Are you a homebody too, Mike?
Yes, homebody. We do like to drink.
Mm-hmm. We're getting that. Yeah.
Yes.
Coming through.
Do like a few drinks.
Yeah.
And, you know, talk a bit of rubbish.
Mm-hmm. Are they siblings that live with each other, though?
Oh, they're
could like, be I know that
now, that would be even weirder.
Okay.
I think at their age, if you still live with your sibling.
And mum and dad as well. Like, we've got a nice family. No,
a friend of mine had to move back with their sibling because the marriage broke down. Maddie, it does happen.
But then if that happens and then you want to bring home someone, like, and then you've got to sit down with your sister.
I married my brother's best friend, so I'm
out. That's okay. Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be on the show next week.
Okay, cool.
Amanda, are you a big drinker?
I don't mind having a few too many.
Okay.
Okay, right.
White girl wasted is kind of a bit of a saying.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
I don't care what the relationship is. I want to hang out with these guys.
You'd have lots of fun. I'll give you that.
Right. Are you, Amanda, do you get enough intimacy in a week?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what about you, mate?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, okay.
I'm the driver, so it's at least 5 times.
At least
minimum
5 times.
I roll there.
You're the driver.
I'm just talking rubbish here, but that's all right.
Yeah,
I'm just
trying to
throw
you
off.
You're the driver.
Yeah. Yeah, no, not at all.
Okay, so
do you think they're throwing us?
I thought they were siblings all the way until Amanda's eye roll there.
See, I thought they're dating the whole time. But the only thing I'm thinking is, are they trying to throw us that badly that they're like, okay, let's pretend. Who would you say is your, like, celebrity crush, would you say, Michael?
Scarlett.
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson, Okay. And what about you, Amanda?
Matthew. McConaughey.
Good
job at acting. Sorry, better put my pants back on.
There's pretty well anyone with muscles and likes to take his shirt off, so. Mm.
All right.
Can you guys hug for me? I'm going to, because the questions are giving me nothing. I'm going to need to see some physical contact between the two of you.
So this is radio, right?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
It doesn't make sense, does it?
So we'll talk.
Oh, there's a kiss there too.
She's
there.
Head. There you go. How do you take that? All right.
You have to say, don't you?
I think I'm going to lock in my answer. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to
lock it in.
Lock it in, Eddie.
You got it, Maddie. Yeah. Do we all want to say it at the same time?
We'll take a break and come back.
Okay.
I think.
Okay. Very similar personalities.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, that can happen in a relationship.
Yeah. And the eye rolling from Amanda could either be my brother's an idiot or my husband's an idiot.
Yeah, they're very same eye rolling.
It's not much. One and the same.
Yeah, I've experienced them both. Yeah.
Well, Ab says dating.
Unless they're really throwing us and they're very good actors. That could be a possibility. Imagine if they are actors.
I'm going to say...
Yeah.
I'm going to say that they're siblings.
Okay.
I thought Amanda's eye roll was like... saying, because Michael says that he was in the driver's seat for the activities in the bedroom.
And what about all the leg tap and that? You think they're doing it?
Well, if it was a rub on the inner thigh, I would say lovers. But because it was like a slap on the leg, I'm going to say siblings.
Okay.
But I am going to say I'm 100% confident in my guess. This one, they've got me.
What are you going to go with?
I'm going to say siblings as well.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So the boys say siblings. Abby says dating.
Dating, yeah.
You guys are?
DNA. Siblings.
Hey!
Very good. So what discussion did you have before we came in?
We got on the piss yesterday. and sat in the pool and had a really good laugh.
So have you watched that TV show or you just sort of said, let's pretend that we all are watching the same TV shows?
Yellowstone.
I've watched.
Yeah, no, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We're very similar, as you can see.
Like, yeah. We're pretty close family, so we're all very similar. The older brothers and that, we're all piss takers, so.
Yeah.
We spend our lives hanging shit on each other pretty much, so.
Because you guys do know, like, you get along so well, just sitting here having met you in the last 8 minutes, do people quite often think that you might be married if you're ever out alone or you've never had that before?
No, because we're always out.
With a group.
With groups.
Yeah. Mm.
Family. Mm. Again, on the drink. As usual.
I actually feel we might need to sign up for a meeting.
We're going to one just after this, actually.
Okay, it's one down the street, isn't it?
I think so.
Oh, you guys are awesome.
You were great. Really, that was a tough one. They usually...
Especially when you're like, you're in the driver's seat. I was like, oh!
Yeah.
You are a very open family by the sounds of it.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
That's good.
Love it. All right. Well, see, if you haven't seen their photo, check them out online right now. Michael and Amanda, really appreciate it. There it is, DNA. Or dating. Nice to meet you guys.
Thank you.
Lovely to meet you guys. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
If you think you can stump us, this is where it's gotten to now with this segment. It's up to you to trick us. Register now. All your details on our Facebook page. Send us a message. Stav, Abby and Matt.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
My wife is a very, very talented woman. She's a woman of many, many hats.
But
best comedians in Brisbane. Australia.
The world, the universe. But I'm sure there's still some things that are probably outside of her talent range. But yes, she's a stand-up comedian. She works on the radio, does MC work and stuff. She does a lot of stuff. But she got something proposed to her this week that we were both like, okay, sure, we'll give it a shot. And she got a audition request. And occasionally she gets them. She's got one of her friends is a casting agent, same guy that I went to when I missed out on the role of pretty much being me, but with an American accent. Had to play an American DJ.
But you didn't play you. You put on a character and you were the guy that used to come in and do the gossip.
Richard Reed. Well, I was the entertainment reporter.
He wasn't him. He was being Richard Reed. You were doing a Richard Reed impersonator.
Saying, were you auditioning to be an American radio announcer?
Yes.
Yes,
remember,
but instead,
we got the guy who beat me on the show.
Instead he did this. Give an example.
Hi, we're talking to Paul Hogs Hogan at the moment. He stars in the great new film Crocodile Dundee. Brilliant, right?
I don't mind it.
Yeah,
what's that? Hang on. Was it like a serious serial killer show or was it a comedy?
No, that was actually a line from it. It's it was from the Paul Hogue's telemovie.
Wasn't a comedy. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So are there really kangaroos hopping down the street in Australia? In the land down under? I can't believe I didn't get it.
Yeah.
But she got a thing for an audition and she was like, okay. And she was like, it was supposed to be her day off, but she was like, oh, well, money's money and at this stage can't say no to work. So, you know, she was like, sure.
Being in a movie or a TV show, that's pretty cool to put on your resume.
Well, this was it's an ad. It's a commercial.
Oh, and ads pay the best.
That's the thing. And then when they rerun them, you get residuals as well, right? So she's looking through it and she's like, blah, blah, blah. You need to be this, you need to be that. And she's like, yep, tick. I could probably pull that off. Yeah, I could probably pull that off. And then it goes to, you would probably be more aware because you've done auditions and stuff. It goes to the description of the person that you're playing or the person that you're looking for.
But they don't hold back. They write specifically what they're after.
Yes, they do.
So I would always get blonde bimbo.
Right.
And then I'd get put forward for that. So you're reading the job description, you go,
shit, I need to do my roots.
Mm. Yeah. Well, bear that in mind because she's reading it. She goes, manager. Yeah, can do. 35 to 45. Yeah, can do. Male.
I thought. And they've asked her to do it?
Yeah. Yeah. So and she was like, because it was a day off, she was like, she said yes before she'd read it. And then she called back. Well, she emailed back. She went, just checking because it says 35 to 45 year old male. And they go, yep. See you at 2.
Hang on, so are we at a point now where, because of the times we're in, if there's a female role, you have to let men go for it. If there's a male role, you have to let females audition for it?
No, you can actually typecast for it, I think, at this stage for genders. But it's,
Then
if for a commercial, you're still able to request it. Well, you reckon they just do open calls?
Maybe.
Well, I know which one we're after, but if you are from 0 to 99.
We're looking for someone to play Margaret Thatcher. That males may apply.
Associate as a human.
Well, see, my friend, she has a Jamaican husband, yeah, and she's from Ipswich and white as anything, and her kids look Jamaican as anything. Mm. And when she does lots of acting, she, her kids like to act too, and she always brings her kids along for the audition. Mm. They let them audition and then just give her two random white kids, even though her black kids are very, very good actors. So I'm thinking, is that, what's the excuse that they gave her?
Well, it wasn't even an excuse.
Because she went to the audition?
Yeah.
And was it all males?
And she got it. So I don't know what's going on.
Did she get it?
No.
I was like, I don't know, man. You're going to have to check. Tell us what's going on.
Were they all guys?
Well, I don't know. I don't think there was anyone else there. But she called, she knows the guy very well. She's known him for years. And she's like, dude, what are you doing? It says for a male. And he said, well, you know, you pretty much, you like to give them as much as...
You give them options. Even though they think they want a male, they might want a person who could act like a manager.
Yeah. But is he saying that she's a manly woman? That's
no.
What he's saying.
No, he's just saying that she could be
a manager.
It's probably someone who complains or something. Are they trying to find her? Well, the description looked like you were going to say Karen.
Like Karen. No, yeah. She's the manager. Karen's asked for the manager.
Karen's going to manage.
No, he just wanted to give him a variety of options.
What did she have to say? What was the role?
I don't know if I can say. It might be embargoed or something. But it was like, but it was for a...
The burgers are better at Hungry Jack's.
I'm going to need a woman to say that.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Abby has bailed. She likes to leave early. No, she's on the Today Show.
Yes.
She's going to be live on the telly in just a sec. So Stabby Boy and I will wrap up the day that we've shared together. My mum comes over for dinner every Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
It's just our routine that we do. She is lovely enough to look after my daughter on a Tuesday, so she doesn't have to go to daycare. It's a grandma day. But, you know, mum gets to be there right on dinner, bath, bedtime, which perfect. Everyone knows is the hell time of the day. Like, I've never met a parent who's gone, geez, bath and bedtime is just the best. So while my six-year-old, he's running around and bouncing off the walls, and he's in that stage of life, as boys are, where they just, noise randomly comes out of their mouth.
Yes.
Like they're just walking around and you hear, blah, blah, ba da da, yep, yes, yes. Boop, zing. What is going on in there? Nothing, Dad. Blah, blah, pew, pew. And my mum says something that just irritates me. God, it's just like you. I'm annoyed that he's being annoying. Don't annoy me by telling me that I used to be annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. But no thanks.
Used to not mind looking out of the beautiful window we've got here in the studio, looking over the Brisbane River and the lovely city out there and seeing clouds roll in and go, God, it's a good day for Netflix and chill. Sitting there watching show after show while the rain pours down, listening to it on your roof. If you've got nothing to do, it's lovely, isn't it, these sort of days? I've got a dog, and regardless of whether it's rain, hail or shine, he needs to go walkies, otherwise he gonna be a nightmare. He's gonna be like your kid running around the house.
Zing zong!
Yeah, so out I was in the dog park.
Please tell me you wore a yellow rain jacket.
I don't have any rain because I don't go out in the rain. I don't have any. And I never think to take an umbrella either because I'm just a guy. So.
Nothing's creepier than a man in a full raincoat. You know, like, get yourself a driver.
Yes, there is. Full raincoat with a pair of binoculars. So, thanks, but no thanks.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Righto, that's the podcast, guys. Have a great day. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
Brisbane wakes up with Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.